It's 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. I'm Dan Connolly, one of the volunteers at KKFI, and engineering this evening across from us, we have sitting Mike Nichols, who also engineers Radioactive. One of us is here every week when this show is on the air, because we're volunteers and we have time to help KKFI. Now, you can help KKFI, you listeners out there, and you can help Radioactive. You can give a message to KKFI saying, hey, I like Radioactive magazine. I like the content you put on the air every Tuesday evening from 6 to 6:30. And incidentally, Mike, what's the 6:30 show? That's what is the
6:30 show is Counterspin.
Right, Counterspin, too. Counterspin is not local. It's more of a syndicated show with national and international issues. But that both shows give you a lot of information in a short period of time, Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7. And we would, right now, we're very fortunate in that we have $200 in matching funds. For all you callers that call in and pledge up to $200, the station will get an additional $200. So your dollar counts as $2. So if you've been thinking about donating to KKFI, if you've been saying, hey, I better listen to Radioactive magazine on Tuesday evenings, and you do, then it's time for you to step forward like we step forward, and we're here every week for you. Please be here for us. And there's premiums, of course. Even with those matching funds, you can do, for $150, you get the guest DJ on any of the music shows. You pick the show, and you can guest DJ for, I think, 1 hour, bringing all the music you love, bringing all the information about the music, how it made you feel the first time you heard it, what you and your sweetheart did the first time that you were together and that song was on, and I'm not going to say any more about that. And then for $90, we have premium, the official KKF collector's t-shirt for this drive, and it's a gray long sleeve, and winter's coming up, folks. You need one of these long sleeve KKFI 90.1 FM collector's t-shirt. So $90 for a t-shirt, $150 for the guest DJ. Every dollar that you pledge during this hour from 6 until 7, $2 goes to KKFI. It's a good deal, Mike, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a great deal.
Oh, yeah. So you folks out there, please, we're going to go right to Radioactive right now, but please call 888-931-0901. And also, we have, I'd like to thank John up in St. Joe. He's pledged for a guest DJ spot, and I think that was for the prior show here. And not for this show, so it's not part of the matching funds because I got handed this walking in the door. So right now we're at $0. At the end of an hour, I would love to have $400 for KKFI to keep this show on the air, keep this station on the air, keep us volunteers busy, providing the content on the radio that you appreciate. So, and again, that's 888-931-0901. Pick up the phone and call. 888-931-0901. Now to Radioactive Magazine. Mike, go hit it.
All right, here we go.
This is another segment of KC Radioactive Magazine with Greens, Dee Barry, and Ben Chelsis. Tonight they will be talking to us about ecological literacy. Welcome, Dee and Ben. Which one of you is going to start first?
Hi, I'm Dee Barry, a longtime member of the Green Party.
And I'm Ben Chelsis, also a longtime member of the Greater Kansas City Greens.
And you have some information you'd like to share with our listeners tonight.
Oh, actually, what we want to share is talking a little bit about ecology and ecological literacy, which is one of the values of the Greens and has been for a long time. It really sort of based on systems theory, which says that everything is related to everything else, and the whole is more greater than the sum of its parts. It's also relationships and patterns, and that's what we're looking at as a whole interrelated system.
And recognizing the crucial nature of the many problems we're dealing with today, it's absolutely important that we deal with the ability to understand the basic principles of ecology, and also that we recognize that the need for to have critical skills in dealing with the fact then that ecological understanding and wisdom must be central in facing especially this very crucial problem of climate disturbance.
Can you explain a little bit about what do you mean by ecological literacy?
Well, actually, it's based on ecological wisdom and ecological thinking, and it's just beginning to look at the world in a new way. We've looked at the world for the last 200 or 300 years in a very mechanistic way in which you look at the parts and add them up to a whole, which doesn't come out anymore. As Ben was saying, we are now in immense crisis in this world and on our planet that we have problems so immense that the humans have never had to face anything quite as bad as what we are facing now. And the way a lot of writers and thinkers are beginning to talk about it in a way that all of these problems are really not separate, but they're all connected. And if we don't look at them connected to this new worldview, we will not be able to solve them, nor will we probably even survive.
I think what's really crucial is to understand a very close relationship between human beings and nature itself. There is a Native American statement to the effect that we are part of the web of life, and the web of life is part of us, and that we need to understand the crux of that so that realizing what we're doing presently in terms of the use of fossil fuels and the effects of climate change, climate disruption, that indeed being that we are part of the web of life, what we are doing to the web of life, we are doing to ourselves. I mean, again, we are part of the web of life, and if we can fully understand that principle, we then can be in a position to take steps in turning some things around.
And so what do you say to people who say poo-poo to the notion that we have any kind of crisis at all going on in the country today?
It probably is being said by people that the old thinking, the old way of looking at it, is very beneficial to their way of life. It's absolutely necessary to their way of life. Because if you start thinking in a systems way and think of patterns and relationships in the web of life, it all comes back to the problem that we are ruled and controlled on this planet by the old way of thinking, which is based on hierarchy, patriarchy, and that particularly white men are supposed to know everything and run everything. But ecological thinking is much more of a feminist type of thinking, because it is something that we're very used to. The relationships are something that we understand. And so about 1999, somebody wrote an interesting book on what they called cultural creatives. And what they were saying then was that there about 25% of the people at that time had already moved to this new way of thinking. And of the 25%, 60% of them were women. It seems to women seem to catch on to this notion much, much easier than men. Their name was Ray, Paul Ray, and Sherry Ruth Anderson. And they said that we are now 50 million strong in the United States, and if we could realize our strength and realize how much we have in common, we could make a big difference. The problem is we, because of the way the society is run, have been kept separate, because it's so much easier to control people if you keep them separate and think of themselves as separate and not as one shared humanity.
And I think there are other dimensions here. Certainly one dimension is in terms of perceptions and how these have developed. I can't help but think of how there is a relatedness here in terms of beginnings. For example, the three large world religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Muslim, that all three somehow saw the human as somehow above nature. And that has permeated, I think, all through the ages, and this has been picked up by the Industrial Revolution. It's been picked up by the capitalist system. And so here we have this approach that somehow the earth is an object that, yes, indeed, we can exploit. We can take resources because it would be then needed for development as the human saw it. And again, what we need to be doing is getting maybe back very far back and take on approaches which the indigenous peoples have, how close, again, we are with nature. We are part of nature.
It's interesting to me that, throughout history, things sort of come and go, and all of a sudden there you find more and more writers and more thinkers and philosophers who are really beginning to talk about this. And just lately there's been some interesting articles. One of them was by a man by the name of Robert Jensen, and he is in the journalism department at the University of Texas, and he wrote a very interesting piece. He said, there's no way the world is going to survive if we continue to live as we are. And the only way we can survive as human beings is to jettison capitalism, patriarchy, racism, and look more to the ways we are related. And it was such a powerful article that it was so interesting. Also, just in the latest Nation, Naomi Klein wrote an interesting article on these same lines. And her premise was that we need to use climate change and the possibility that we've gone so far that we can no longer fix it, and use the crisis that will come from that as a catalyst for moving together and looking at the world in one piece. And she said that, she wrote a book a couple years ago about shock therapy, which she said was that the leaders of the world create these crises and then they use the crises to direct the world in a way that's beneficial to them.
The shock doctrine.
And now she's used this as this shock from the people, and she's going to use a crisis for us to rise up and unite together instead to face a real crisis, one that has been created by the way we look at the world. And it really was fascinating. I would suggest everybody get a copy of that and read it.
And this might be a good time to point out that the weekend, the Climate Convergence Conference in New York City brought out 400,000 people beyond the expectations. The organizers were hoping for 100,000 people. They were stunned beyond belief by the turnout. So there does seem to be a movement that's building. And certainly all across the country, groups of people got together to stand with the New York City Climate Convergence.
And there's also things going on locally about Turnaround Tuesday, which is happening in Topeka. Monday? Can't think of what the rest of it is. Anyway, it's in South Carolina.
No, the majority, Moral Monday. Moral Monday.
Somebody. Anyway, these things are happening where they're connecting different things. And somebody said the most important thing for us to do right now is anything that we do, make sure that it's connected to something else. Do not settle for issues that are single issues that do not connect up with other issues. We've got to see this as connected, and we've got to see ourselves as part of a shared humanity.
Well, the mention should be made of the author, Krzysztof Kapra, who is the director of the group called, who deals with ecological literacy. And he is saying that there is the need then to protect the natural world, the ecosystems, that it's really imperative then to be with that approach, to be thinking of the survival of the planet itself. This value has become a basic principle for strategic planning, an action in dealing then encountering climate disruption. And so that what's really needed is for our politicians, for our business leaders, and really our educational level itself is that we understand again the crucial need to be understanding the basic principles of ecology.
Fridtjof Capra is an interesting person. One of the very first green meetings was held in his rec room. So he's always been a green, and he and Charlene Spretnik wrote the book that really sort of introduced greens to the United States. And it's interesting, he is really a systems thinker, but actually ecology is living systems, where systems theory deals with all systems, both living and non-living. And so he's really, he is head of the Institute of Ecological Literacy right now. And he's really, he's been around for a long time, because I taught systems theory at UMKC about in the 70s, and I used him as one of my resource persons and a mentor, and I'm still reading his things. It's just amazing to me. And they haven't changed that much. I mean, it's just gotten more more defined and easier to understand. But the problem with ecological literacy, it is not easy to explain. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have problems, because it's just a different way of thinking. And to get there, you almost have to have an aha experience. You don't get it intellectually. You get it sort of emotionally and intellectually, but it's a really a different way of thinking, different values. I mean, instead of valuing competition, we value cooperation. Instead of valuing separateness, we value patterns and the way things interrelate to each other. And it's important to understand that systems are made up of parts, but it also relationships, and it's the relationships that deal with information and parts that deal with weight and that sort of thing. You can point them out. And the old way of thinking only dealt with things that you could smell, feel, and here. It was materialistic, and it was competitive, and we brought up to understand the world this way, and it's very hard to move beyond it, because it also behooves the people in power, and they use it, and they have made us all think that we really are not, we can't do anything about it. This is the way it is. This is the way it's been for 300 years, and just sit back and eat your popcorn and watch TV and take it the way it is. But it's not true. If we all understand that we are related to each other, and this is how we're going to save it, and if we don't save everyone, we're not going to save anyone.
Back in the KKFI studios with Mike Nichols Engineering, and you're listening to Radioactive Magazine. And folks, the phones are not ringing as much as they should be ringing. It's 888-931-0901. If you're a fan of Radioactive Magazine, they should be ringing, and you can be making your pledge to KKFI. And remember, for every dollar you pledge, KKFI will get $2, because we have a $200 matching fund. And if you don't pledge, that $200 is going to disappear. Not only will your money not get the KKFI, but those $200 matching funds will not either. So you bear a grave responsibility. And I mean that in a serious, fun way, or a fun, seriously way, which is usual at KKFI. And remember, there's $90 for an official KKFI collector's T-shirt at 888-931-0901. You can do a guest DJ spot on one of the music shows for a $150 pledge, which incidentally, if you pledge, will become $300, goes to KKFI, but the guest DJ is $150. Or $200, you can do both the guest DJ and the T-shirt. And remember, that $200 goes to $400. It's simple math, folks. I'm not telling you anything difficult here, because I realize this is an educated audience. The people who listen to Radioactive Magazine have a concern about their community, a concern about their environment, a concern about the culture that surrounds them in this country, and a concern about the political machinery and the corporate machinery that runs this country, and how you can impact it. Well, you can impact KKFI on a monetary basis and have your voice heard. Your activist group could become a part of Radioactive Magazine, and we'll cover that at the end of the show. But right now, we're waiting for the phones to ring at 888-931-0901. Again, that is 888-931-0901. 931-0901. 1-800-875-5701. Have something to add to that, Mike?
I was just saying, just thinking, like one of the things I was looking at here is the collector's T-shirt, which looks great. I'm a rather large guy myself, so when I think of these, like free T-shirts or, you know, you donate and you get a T-shirt, it's probably not going to fit me. But this is from a size small all the way up to a quadruple extra large, so it'll fit, you know, just about. We have a size for just about anybody. So that's one thing, and then, you know, I know this is not a music show, but we do have $150 or more you can guest DJ, so that's something to look into. And if you don't want to do it over the phone, you can also go to kkfi.org, and there's a donate button on the front page there. So you can go to kkfi.org, and you could look there for the donate button. And, you know, just support the shows like Radioactive Radio here, or coming up after us is Counterspin, a great show talking about just kind of analyzing the mainstream media and giving you a deeper background to what you're hearing over the other radio stations and other television stations. So, you know, things to think, a lot of great things to
And that T-shirt's a long sleeve one, so you can, you know, this time of year you're going to want to start getting some layers when you go outside, because the wind's going to howl. We know what winters are like in Kansas City, and that's 888-931-0901. And we're going to get back to this segment of Radioactive Magazine, but please call 888-931-0901. Thank you.
I would like to say that, and I may be kind of a slow bloomer, but at this point, every time I throw something in my wastebasket, I think about the impact. I'm very loyal to my recycling bag that I have in my kitchen. And then there are some things I think, how can I recycle that? And it's quite a quandary. And I recently heard that in the U.S., we as consumers throw away a third of the food we buy, and how ecologically unsound that is to the whole rest of the world for producing that food, moving that food, and the fact, the energy that it takes to do that, and then for us to buy it, take it home from the store, and then just end up throwing it away. And I'm sorry, I have to fess up that I hope I don't throw away a third of the produce I buy, but I do throw away a lot of produce.
Well, so it's hard because produce does spoil, and it's hard to, you know, eat it before it does. But I want to point out, you know, environmentalism is what people think the Greens are, really environmentalists. Actually, we're ecologists. We have believed in this whole notion for a long time, and we also believe that politics needs to be transformed, not just taken the way it is.
And it really points out the fact that we need to be thinking in a transformation in terms of our perceptions. We were talking earlier about the earlier perception that even began during the formation of the big religions. And now then, there is the dire need, an imperative that we have a change in perceptions. And again, it points back, I think, to the wonderful work of Friedrich Capra, and I would like to mention his book, The Web of Life, which is only one of the books that he has read. But I'd like to refer to a very brief quote that is in his book, which I think really points to a central theme of really what we're talking about. And this little quote is really inspired by Chief Seattle. And it reads, "This we know, all things are connected, like the blood which unites one family. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. Man did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself."
This quote was also used in one of the outreach materials for the Greens, and has been used by the Greens for a long time. So this thinking is not new. It just needs to become better understood and Many of our decisions need to be based on this way of thinking. And as the people who wrote Cultural Creatives, there are already 26% of us. That's enough to make change, according to the 100 mm-hmm. Monkey Theory. So there are enough of us. We also know what to do. We know what kind, we need to understand that the economy and science are both working toward the same thing. You don't have to pose jobs against the environmental knowledge. They both, in a world where we start building green energy sources, we also build up the economy. And also, Naomi Klein pointed out in her article, People's Shock, that many of the movements of the past, the civil rights movement and other movements, they ended up being very successfully politically and legally, but none of them made a dent in the economic system. And that where we are right now is this, one of our big problems is the inequality of income and wealth, which is also breaking up the society. We now realize that these are all connected. And anyway, I thought her article, again, was very, very important.
I think mention and stress should be made again of Naomi Klein's article, People Power. It's in the current issue of The Nation magazine. To me, it is a must-read article.
So how do we move there? That's the question, because how do we begin to explain this worldview to people? We've tried now, well, for 30 years, and we're still working on it. But it's more and more people are beginning to see it, because it's also part of our survival. And I think the people can rise up and make a big difference when enough of us understand that we're not out to compete against each other. There's plenty for everybody if we figure out how we share it equitably.
And I think here is where the various citizen groups, community groups that are out there, need to come to realize that we can be much, much more effective by working together. And realizing then that many of the big problems out there are connected, and the solutions also are interconnected. This is a fundamental approach that the Greens have. So I think that the Green Party, the Green Movement, has a great deal to offer, and we would then really suggest that people check our website and become active with us.
And what is that website address? Just Google Greens KC?
Try that.
Yes, Google Greens KC. That'll work.
Yeah. And also, you know, the thing that's also really important to me is that we don't have to be everything or do everything. All we have to do is our part, our small part, and fit in with others who are doing their small part, and they all add up to positive change. And I think we need to find others who are like us and agree with us and work toward working together, and find movements that are really pushing more than just one cause, that also understand the connectedness. And I think that's one thing we have to do, is refuse to accept the fact that we are separate or that the problems are separate. And we can, by working in one, we actually contribute to the others, because they're all of a piece.
And do you have any more wisdom to share? I would call Dee Barry and Ben Chelsis elders in our community, and we know the elders have a lot of wisdom and experience under their belts, and we know, we honor these two people for the work that they've done in our communities and hold them in high esteem for that work. And I want to thank you both, Ben Chelsis and Dee Barry, original co-founders of the Green Party in the United States, if I understand correctly, and certainly hardworking individuals. Any parting words of wisdom? Anything you'd like to share?
I think we've shared a lot of ecological wisdom, hopefully.
Thank you. And hopefully people will take it to heart.
Well, I think one thing would be that in the face, then, of the destructive actions of the industrial system, the capitalist system, and its effect destructive approaches relating to the environment, we would recognize that there needs to be a declaration of the principles of ecological literacy, that it is paramount that we do so, realizing then the importance of living within the ecological carrying capacity of the earth becomes absolutely necessary.
As stewards of the planet that we are a part of instead of users.
Exactly.
Of all of the resources.
Absolutely. Well said, Sharon.
Thank you. Dee Berry and Ben Chelsis, part of KC Radioactive Magazine.
Okay. Hi, this is Craig Lubo, and we have a calendar announcement that I want to make. On this Thursday evening, October 9th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Kansas Coalition Against the Death Penalty will host a conference, and it's going to be located at Rainbow Mennonite Church, 1444 Southwest Boulevard, and they will have Ray Crone and two other people, Reggie Griffith, and a third one that were exonerated from death row, and they will have two breakout sessions with Innocence Row panels talking about wrongful convictions. So please attend that if you are interested in that. It is open to the public, and there is no charge for it.
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a presentation of KKFI 90.1 FM Community Radio in Kansas City. It's a presentation for activist groups in the Kansas City area, so if you or your activist group would like to become active on Radioactive Magazine and participate, whether it be editorials, recorded interviews, or you have an event coming up, please contact Dan Connolly at area code 816-217-5875. And don't forget the pledge line, 888-931-0901. We have matching money. Every dollar you donate becomes $2, and that's 888-931-0901.